West Dunbartonshire teachers fight back to defend education. Matt Dobson and Louise Donegan, Socialist Party Scotland. Members of the Scottish Teachers Union East took strike action at 5 secondary schools across West Dunbartonshire on the 12th of January, in defence of education services threatened by the Labour Council's restructuring of school management. West Dunbartonshire Labour Council plans to cut the number of principal teachers it employs, leading to the loss of specialist heads of department. This loss of expertise, as the strike leaflet produced by the local association explains, will lead to one faculty principal being responsible for a range of subjects that can be quite unrelated, like Pendhome economics, some of which they have no previous knowledge of. Anger. The local governors association, responding to teacher anger, has campaigned against these proposals, culminating in the solid picket lines and strike action. There is growing awareness among other education workers, the wider community and parents, that this restructuring is in reality cuts to education, and is damaging to children's secondary school experience. The council is coming under severe public pressure. From the 13th of January, teachers will work to rule, and there is a mandate for further strike action to come in February, if the council does not change course. Eva, East School Rep at Clydebank High School, told the Socialists, "We are determined through this strike action that the council and education services managers get the message. After being forced to close the schools to pupils, 88% of us voted for this strike. After well-attended picket lines at all 5 schools, hundreds of teachers and supporters packed into Clydebank Town Hall for a mass meeting. The gathering was chaired by Jim Hapney, East West Dunbartonshire Joint Secretary and Socialist Party Scotland member. Jim read out messages of solidarity and support that had poured in since the strike date was announced. East General Secretary Larry Flanagan pointed to both Labour and the SNP's rhetoric over protecting education. He contrasted this with the reality of cuts biting, and significantly said local authority unions need to unite and fight together against the latest round of cuts. Socialist Party Scotland believes the fight back by West Dunbartonshire should be taken up by the union on a national level. The mood in the room was determined, with many focused contributions on how the union can step up its media and parent engagement campaign and make the work to rule fully effective. This week's council labour group meeting will be lobbied by teachers. Struggle. Jim Hapney closed the rally by raising the need to link this strike with the wider struggle against austerity coming from the Tories and implemented by the Scottish government and councils. Reflecting the fighting spirit, all in the room stood up together and applauded. Socialist Party Scotland raised the example of Glasgow and Dundee, where local authority unions are campaigning for no cuts budgets. Trade unions, including EASE, also urgently need to coordinate industrial action, mass protests at budget-setting meetings and a conference, to plan a national campaign against the cuts.